So welcome everybody, hello, good morning. So who's here for the first time in Madhuban? Anyone? First time? Good. Anyone second time? Or the rest are many times? Two times? Three times? Three. Okay, that's good. Okay. Just gives me an idea of where we're at. So I don't think it matters how long we've been in Gyan. We can all have times when we can't meditate. And I think that's one of the reasons Baba says, go back to the days of your childhood when you were intoxicated. It was your first time in Madhuban. Everything was new. Everything felt easy. And you get home and it's not so easy, is it? So I thought we could look at some ideas today, how you can kickstart your meditation by understanding a bit more about your subtle energies and how we use our subtle energies. So we all know we're a soul, we all know what kind of soul we are, but do you know which type of sense organ that you use? Which type of sense do you predominate on? So when you're trying to understand something in everyday life, you may have experienced this in your education, that you found it really easy to understand things when it was explained with imagery. You could see it in your mind's eye and you could understand it. But when it came to something like maths, where you couldn't create an image, you couldn't really fathom it out, you couldn't really understand it. Does that make sense? So for some of you, that might be the case, that you're a visual person, you process internally, visually. And for some people, they process better when they can feel something. So if you're a feeler, then you probably know very easily when you're having meditation, because you feel it not only in your soul, but you feel it in your whole body. Is that the case for some? That you're really a bit of a feeler? And for some people, it's when a lovely piece of music is played. That piece of music has a certain resonance. It may take you back to a time in your Brahmin life when you had a lovely experience with that piece of music, like when the Borg music is on. For me, there's one particular Borg song that they always played on Baba's day, when Baba used to come personally, and that music went into a crescendo. It went higher and higher and higher. And as it went higher and higher and higher, I went higher and higher and higher. And so whenever that music is played, whether it's for Borg in London or whether I put it on the CD, that works for me. It takes me higher. So you may have some experience like that. Or you may have had an experience with Baba where you really felt a beautiful vibration. And that stayed with you, that feeling stayed with you. Maybe you were in Pandav Bhavan sitting at the Tower of Peace and we were having a butty for an hour or something like that, and you're just sitting there and suddenly this feeling washes over you and you go, oh Baba, that's so lovely. So that might work for you really well. Or Baba might have given you in the early days a vision. Don't we all crave a vision? Even though Baba says, no, don't look for a vision. But we get our visions in different ways. It might not be that Baba appears in front of you, but you might have the overall feeling that Baba is with you, which is the same as having a vision. Or that piece of music, like I've just explained, takes you beyond, just like that. And so these are the kind of things we can go back to again and again. So predominantly we work on the visual sense, we work on the feeling sense, we work on sound, and we also work on what's usually called our sixth sense, which is our intuition, our higher knowing, our sensing that there's something more, and that can take us beyond. Like, you could be walking around Madhavan, suddenly you get the feeling, I must go to Baba's room. I must go to Baba's room. Baba's given you that touching that you need to go somewhere, or you need to talk to a certain person. And it's not a thought necessarily in your head. It might just be a feeling that is taking you in a certain direction. So that's the sixth sense, the intuition, that of course when we come to Baba gets really, really strong, doesn't it? So Baba talks about the catchings and the touchings. So you catch Baba's thought. Baba gives you a touching. So you're catching a thought, you're catching a feeling, or Baba's even giving you an actual message in your head. So if ever you ask Baba a question, sometimes you'll get an answer in your head. Has anyone had the feeling when Amrit Vela time and you're not quite awake and suddenly you hear your name called? Anyone had that feeling? Suddenly I hear, Monica! And I know that's Baba waking me up. Oh, you have that? Yeah, so those kind of things are all these little extras that Baba gives us to help us on our journey. Sometimes we don't realise how much he helps us on our journey until further down the line. And then we think back to all those little nuances, those little extras that Baba gave us, especially when we were in Madhavan. Because the higher the vibration that we're operating on, the higher vibration in Madhavan that we experience, it gives us a lot more opportunity to grow and develop more than we have been in everyday Brahmin life or everyday Lokic life, because we're accessing a much higher vibration here than where we are. So sometimes we go away from Madhavan and we feel, unless I had been in Madhavan, I wouldn't have had that realization, or I wouldn't have had that experience. Is that true for you, some of you? I was here 2 years ago and I had a most amazing cathartic experience where I realized something very deeply about relationships in my life. And that was such a cathartic experience, even my body had a physical clear out for about a week afterwards. It was so powerful, and I knew that if I had been at home, I would never have had the space or the opportunity to have that experience. So these are the nice things that we experience in Madhavan. So for me, everything is about vibration. So whether it's the vibration of music, whether it's the vibration of a visionary image, whether it's the feelings inside, what it is that touches your heart and mind. So I thought we could have some experiments on this today. Are you up for that? Okay. So how many people think that you process best visually? Put your hand up if you process visually. Yeah. And how many process auditorily? Yeah, very much for the sound. Yeah. And how many are you on the feeling level, where you just know when you're in meditation because you're feeling Baba? You don't need a visual image, you don't need music, feeling. So some of us are more than one. That's quite usual. And so these are the main three senses that we use. But we can also use the sense of smell. You may have had an experience when you've been in Daddy Janki Park, and suddenly a smell of a flower wafts over you. And you think, well, I can't see where that flower is. All I can see is trees. And actually, Baba's given you that fragrance for yourself. It hasn't actually come physically from a flower. Or there might be a particular memory that you've had of the past, and that is awakened through the sense of smell. So it's lovely. I mean, why do we use incense? Okay, we use incense for purification, but we also use incense for the fragrance as well. And so that touches some people more than others. But I think the longer we are with Baba, I think the more we're intuiting most of the time. and all of the other senses are aids to that. But when we get to the stage where I'm not having a good time, not in Madhavan obviously, but when we get back home and I feel things are not going well, I'm rushing around, I'm a bit stressed, and we wake up from it Vela and we can't connect. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had that experience quite a few times. Because when I came into Gyan, I was not a natural yogi. I was a natural Gyani. I embraced knowledge completely. But I couldn't have any yoga for the first 6 months because I was so stressed. I was physically tense in my body. And we can get into those states again, can't we? And it was only when I went to Madhavan 6 months later and Baba came and I experienced Baba coming. And I experienced that vibration that I was just feeling at home in yoga, that I knew that I was actually meditating properly. So sometimes we doubt ourselves, sometimes we can't connect. So I thought we'd do some experimenting with the different states of being. Just, we can do it with music or without music. Would you like music with it? Because some of you certainly resonate on music. I think we'll have some music, thank you. So we just do one sense at a time, and you can obviously use all your senses. But just notice what resonates more with you, which sense as we go through, which resonates more with you, because that's the one you can use when you're feeling that you can't connect, more than anything. I take my awareness up to the soul conscious state. See myself in the center of the forehead as a bright, sparkling energy. And I notice how the rays of my spiritual energy radiate out through my whole body. The rays brighten my aura and fill my aura with sparkling light. And as I go deeper into the understanding and the feeling of who I am, those rays spread into the atmosphere, and I fill the room with light. And as I fill the room with light, I experience a ray of light coming down from above and meeting me in the forehead. A ray of Baba's pure energy, expanding my energy, deepening my energy, and my love connects with Baba's love. And we unite as one and spread that Akash not only across the room but across the whole universe. I feel as though I'm serving the world as I notice how this light vibration spreads like a wave across the earth, filling the earth with peace and calmness. and I come back into the present moment, feeling filled with Baba's love, filled full with Baba's love. Noticing the surroundings are now feeling ordinary, and yet I am no longer ordinary. I am filled. I feel whole once again. Om Shanti. So, what shall we do next? Shall we do auditory? Do you have a nice Baba song that you can play us? Sorry, my throat's going a bit. English, yes, if you've got English. Otherwise, a nice Borg song.
Like a snowflake on my head.
Shanti. Now, if you were a visual processor, you would have been hearing the words and you would have been making pictures at the same time. So when she's singing Touch the Light, you literally feel yourself or seeing yourself touch the light. She's talking about holding a small child. You see yourself holding a small child. So you're beginning to see the difference between the senses and how we use them. And of course we use all the senses. We have all the senses, so we use all the senses. We also use the sense of taste. We use that gut feeling as another sense as well. So we use that as well. But we predominate on visual, auditory and feeling. So far, what do you think is your strength of those two? So who feels kinesthetic. Who feels it's visual? Who thinks they're more visual? Yeah? More visual. And who's more auditory? More auditory. Okay, so that's good, isn't it? And do you feel, some of you feel you're both, don't you? I think you said you felt you were both. Yeah. So we're getting there, aren't we? Is this working for you? Is it helpful? Okay, good. So what shall we try next? Shall we try feeling? I predominate on feeling because I think we're all vibrational beings, aren't we? So we're all naturally feeling, but we're all naturally sensing on all levels as well. So let's try a meditation on feeling. Feeling. Okay. I think we'll have music. You're going on a journey. To the Tower of Peace. You're taking the bus down to Pandavabhavan, feeling excited, because you know how powerful the Tower of Peace is. And as you walk through the gates of Pandavabhavan, your energy lifts and you feel like you're surrounded by floating yogi angels. Just walking very quietly and gently, no one disturbing anyone else. You don't feel any ruffling in the energies. Everyone seems to be in tune. And you come to that place where there's the corridor from the courtyard to the Tower of Peace. And as you enter that corridor, you already feel like you're in a sacred space, a space walked by Brahma Baba every morning over decades and decades and decades. And already you pick up that avyakt energy as you move closer to the Tower of Peace. And you look at the tower and you see the sign on the tower and you tune into the power that you see written on the sign. Depending which side you come in from, you will have a different power to tune in on each side. you come right in close to the Tower of Peace, feeling the energy rise again, knowing that the essence of Baba is buried in that space. And you find a comfortable seat and you relax into the feeling. You relax so deeply, it's as though Baba's connection comes to you instead of you connecting to Baba. You feel as though he's there completely for you. It's as though there's no one else around, no other energies to interfere, just you and Baba. And you immerse yourself in Baba's vibration of love, allowing it to enter your heart, filling your heart, filling your mind, filling your body, until your whole body feels like it's tingling and shimmering. You feel as though you are now in the Abhyakt region with Baba. You feel your angelic self resonating with Baba's angelic self, radiating your energy out to the whole world, filling Madhuban with your sacred energy, filling the subtle region with your sacred energy, and spreading it across the whole universe, even beyond this world, beyond many worlds, touching many, whoever needs to be touched by a pure, loving vibration. And you look into Baba's eyes, and in your mind you feel he's saying, "Time to return, child, and spread that vibration wherever you go." And gently you feel yourself aware once again of sitting at the Tower of Peace. And you look around and you see the soul within each body as Baba sees the soul, and you feel the vibration of each of those souls individually as well as collectively. And you float away from the Tower of Peace as though walking on air. Om Shanti. So who does the feeling sense resonate with? Good. Okay. So does anyone want to share their experiences of which you think is your predominant sense, or if there's two, then share what you've discovered with those meditations, what you feel works best for you. And if you have a particular way of using it, then share that with the group, because that's really nice for other people to hear other people's yuktis for their meditation. True. And have you got one particular one that works for you? So I think you're resonating very much with auditory, because you're hearing Baba's Murali and then that's really working for you. And then you're embedding that further, because I think you're kinesthetic as well, so you're using it. That's a really good one, thank you. Anyone else want to share what works for them? Did you get anything in particular from the meditation? So we naturally connect with eyes anyway, don't we? Yeah. And I don't know if you've noticed in the meditation room next to the harmony hall, doesn't matter where you sit in that room, Baba's eyes are watching you, aren't they? He's connecting with you. Even if you're sitting over there and you think his eyes are facing that way, no, actually, they've picked you up. It's quite nice that, I like that. So who felt they were visual? Who had a visual experience? Anyone else have visual experience? Because yours was a bit of both, really, wasn't it? Anyone else?
The other one, she said, noticed
feelings. Yeah, so the glance is obviously the visual part, but it pulls you into the feelings, doesn't it? Yeah, because that's what we want from Baba, really, isn't it? We want the feelings, but we can use these other senses to get us to the feeling with Baba and the connection with Baba, so that's nice. Yeah. Anyone else? So do you have a yukti you use when you go home from that experience that you have in Madhavan? Do you have something you take with you that you think, I'm going to use at home? Yeah. So I think it's a really good idea to take something from Madhavan, like you're saying, and take it home and remember your Madhavan experience and reawaken it when you get home, because that always works, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, it does for me anyway. A good meditation experience, yeah. Or it might be a good realization. It doesn't have to be a meditation experience that you remember. It might be a realization that actually took you to another level of understanding. And so you're naturally, when you get home, you're operating on that higher level of understanding. So then we're talking about using more the sixth sense, being more intuitive. And also, when we realize that, we trust Baba more. Because sometimes we think we trust Baba, but then we start second-guessing Baba, or there was something in the Murali that we thought, well, I didn't think Baba meant that, I think he meant something else, no, I think that's the wrong translation. We go into all sorts of mire about it, and we forget what we're there for. So I think that's also important. So who hasn't shared that would like to share? Yeah, the one for me is one of the Borg songs that I said earlier that just takes me that higher vibration as well. Because we are all vibrational beings, you know, we're all operating on our own vibration. And as Brahmins, we're operating on a high vibration anyway. But if there's something that takes us to a higher vibration, that's also good. Because the vibrations are unlimited. You think about the vibrations of the subtle region, they're nothing like the vibrations down here. So when we do get to the subtle region, which may not be all the time, but, you know, we have busy lives, but when we get to the subtle vibration, it's a completely different vibration, isn't it, than what we experience down here, or even in our everyday meditation where I'm connecting with Baba. Just in the subtle region, it's like a sort of unlimited world somehow. And one thing that resonated with me this Madhavan was in Harmony Hall, behind the daddies, as we had, that big picture behind is Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba above. And then to me it looks like Brahma Baba's subtle body is covering the earth. You know, there's all that white subtle body is covering the earth. And I've been using that in my meditation. So I've been covering the earth with my subtle body, and that seems to be working for me. So experimenting all the time really makes a big difference. It's really so nice. And I've never thought to do that before, and it only came to me since this Madhuban, and I've been coming for years to Madhuban. So we find different yuktis according to the stage we're at, don't we? Which is lovely. Yes, good, brilliant. Yeah. I have the same thing from meeting Baba's eyes. Yeah, I've had the same thing. Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. Anything that we can do to raise our vibrations, because knowledge is actually the stepping stone to raising your vibration. Time to stop, is it?
Sister, I just want to share my experience.
Oh, please do. Come here. Om
Shanti.
That's lovely. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's lovely. A nice finale for us. So should we have a few minutes meditation just to finish? Thanks.